raising funds for the trail. I'm Melissa Patrick. A chance to support something that makes Holmes County special happens this weekend. The annual Holmes County Rails to Trails benefit auction takes place this Saturday at Harvest Ridge. Holmes County Park Director Jen Halverson says they are excited to be back at Harvest Ridge for their 21st auction.
It's a fun, exciting day, and every single dollar that's raised that day goes right back into the Holmes County Trail for the ongoing maintenance and continued development of the trail through our local nonprofit here in Holmes County.
She says the auction gets started early.
Our auction will start at 9:30 a.m. with just some of the main items across the main stage. So there's all sorts of furniture that's made locally, quilts, small items, just all sorts of different items that'll be available there. And then about 10:30, our outdoor item auction will also take place, and that will be at a different stage. And that's where we've got a lot of the lawnmowers, power equipment, grills, hunting blinds, tractors, a side-by-side, just all sorts of those things that you could think of for the outdoor enthusiasts.
The specialty items will be auctioned off inside starting at 12:30.
That includes a coffee bar, grain bin gazebo, a brio, we've got a hutch top desk, some poly furniture, a greenhouse, and a timber frame pavilion.
There are also some unique items this year.
Last year, we started with a build-your-own bedroom set, and so the buyer will have the option of choosing from one of three styles of a bedroom set, and then they can pick their wood and they can pick their stain from certain options, and that was a really fun item for us because, you know, we will have built items there ready that people can take home, but this was one that someone could sort of design maybe the way they wanted it to fit into their home. Like I said, that was such a fun thing for us last year. We're keeping that, but we're also adding a build-your-own dining room table and chairs set. And so again, we'll have a handful of designs for them to choose from, some wood species to select from, and then different stains. And then we'll get that ordered. And in about 8 weeks after the auction, they'll have sort of their made-to-order dining room table or bedroom sets.
And bring your appetite because there will be food.
We do a light breakfast in the morning, and then the chicken barbecue opens up around 10 a.m. You can dine in or carry out. We've got noodles, pulled pork, a salad bar. We'll have ice cream. There's a bake sale, a little bit of everything, hopefully something for everybody.
Halverson says they are once again partnering with Pomeranian Hospital to provide transportation.
Those that are on bikes and buggies, if they don't feel comfortable coming the whole way out to Harvest Ridge, that way they can park at the depot, and then the Pomeranian vans will be shuttling people all day back and forth. For those that are familiar with Harvest Ridge, there is ample parking for those that do want to make the trek out. We'll have plenty of vehicle, buggy, and e-bike parking and e-bike charging station available, so everybody can have a place to park.
This is the 21st benefit auction, but Halverson says there is some extra excitement for this year with the final leg of the Holmes County Trail nearing construction.
I think everybody's excited about it, whether they're locally here in our community or they're some of our visitors that come in to use the trail. There is a lot of excitement building to get that last piece done. And it's fun to get all of these trail supporters together, and we can celebrate what we accomplished last year. We opened up that one stretch and how we're now starting the final stretch. So it's fun to get together and celebrate that a little bit and help support that as well.
The Rails to Trails benefit auction takes place this Saturday, starting at 9:30 a.m. at Harvest Ridge. For more information, visit the Holmes County Rails to Trails Coalition Facebook page. The state of Ohio has a new Attorney General. Yesterday, former Ohio Department of Public Safety Director Andy Wilson began his term as Ohio's 52nd Attorney General following a weekend swearing-in ceremony at the Clark County Court of Common Pleas. He replaces Dave Yost, who left to join the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom. Wilson will serve out the remainder of Yost's term, with a new attorney general being chosen in the November general election. Prior to serving as public safety director, Wilson was the governor's senior advisor for criminal justice policy. An Ohio lawmaker is pushing for tougher penalties for voyeurism after a hidden camera was discovered inside a Central Ohio elementary school bathroom last year. In 2024, detectives say a teacher found a cell phone in a box at Tolles Elementary School. Captain Sean Malloy of the Fairfield County Sheriff's Office explains how the school janitor, 64-year-old Edward Dorst, used a cell phone to view people using the bathroom at an elementary school and who admitted to the crime during sentencing.
He manipulated a box where he could actually just see the victims, his victims, going to the bathroom.
A judge sentenced Dorst to 270 days in jail, less than a year. Ohio State Representative Jeff Luray explains why he wants to change the penalty of voyeurism.
Today's technology has made these crimes much more easier to do, and so, you know, there will be no more misdemeanor penalty for voyeurism.
Luray is pushing to change Ohio law to increase the penalty of voyeurism on the first offense to a felony. A Summit County judge in the House Bill 6 bribery case involving two former First Energy executives is expected to make a ruling on their re-indictment this week. The defense of Chuck Jones and Michael Dowling are asking for the judge to throw out the case as they seek acquittal of all charges, but prosecutors argue the evidence against them is enough for them to be formally charged again, and they want the case to move forward. A week of domestic violence drama came to a head inside a Butler County courtroom yesterday. Court records allege 25-year-old Adamu Williams brutally assaulted, pistol-whipped, and choked his girlfriend unconscious on June 2nd. The next day, she was forced into a vehicle at gunpoint. She escaped and called police. A high-speed chase ensued on I-75, which resulted in a multiple vehicle crash and Williams fleeing on foot. He was apprehended. Yesterday, Williams demanded a wheelchair for court. At the arraignment, when Williams realized his girlfriend was in the court, he sprang out of the chair and began a rant. He was tackled, shackled, and removed. Williams now faces 19 charges and a $765,000 bond. His case goes to grand jury next week. Summer has arrived, and so have blistering hot temperatures. Staying hydrated is the key to keeping your children safe. One option is heading to splash pads where kids can beat the heat while enjoying some fun in the sun. But even while cooling off, health experts say it's important to take steps to avoid heat-related illnesses. One of those steps is staying hydrated, especially for children and anyone spending extended period of time outdoors. And finally, a group of young Elvis Presley tribute artists ranging in age from 7 to 17 competed in the King's hometown last week as part of the Tupelo Elvis Festival. Together, they donned jeweled jumpsuits and wigs, sang songs, and found camaraderie among a group of peers who share their passion for Elvis's music. The competitors credited the 2022 Elvis movie and Elvis's faith and charity as part of what inspired them to become Elvis tribute artists. They said they hope to bring Elvis's music to a new generation of fans who hadn't had a chance to see Elvis perform in real life. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.